They're Terrified and Tipsy is brought to you by Slash and Cast.
Okay, I'm going to be real fucking insensitive for a second, okay? Everybody buckle the fuck up because I got a lot to say about this.
Very well.
Very well. We're recording on a different day, and I think it's just throwing us off a little bit.
Well, I feel like we say that all the time, though.
Well, I realized, I think in our last episode, we were like, we're recording on our normal Sunday. And now we're like, meh. Different day.
Different. Well, we have been talking for hours already.
Oh, my God. Ugh. Well, okay. It's been like, what did we say it was? Like 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Since we've seen each other?
Yeah.
And that's not like us.
No.
And
I mean, because we used to work together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you left me, which is fine. I get it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I understand. You had to do what you had to do and you made the right move. It's fine. That's I support right. you. And then we went to seeing each other like every day to like once a week, which was, you know, sufficient. We can like get our fix fine.
Yeah.
But now it's been like two.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
We had a lot of catching up to do.
I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
I know. I almost forgot what you looked like.
I'll send you
a my heart.
Don't worry. I'll send you a picture. You can look at me all the time.
Please don't. Say it on my phone.
So I did. Like,
Courtney. Oh, there she is.
I did paint my nails in remembrance. Like you died.
Wait a second.
You don't know yet.
Am I haunting you? I'd be a terrible ghost to haunt anybody.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool for our listeners, though.
Okay, but this is fun for you. If I'm haunting you, you're having a great fucking time.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, I'm just hanging out with you. I'm not even like doing anything scary.
Yeah, that's true. I'm okay with it. I'd be totally fine with having a normal conversation with a ghost. But anyways, I painted my nails like a color that you would paint your nails.
Yeah.
So that I could always keep you with me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Honestly, like, they really do keep catching my attention.
I know.
I like the color a lot.
I do too.
It's like a little like muted purple.
It is a little bit of purple.
It's pretty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like it. It's right up my alley.
I know it is.
Mm-hmm. It keeps catching my attention. I'm like, oh, I like that color a lot.
Here, I'll just hold
my... She's just here to distract me.
Oh, God.
So I have a feeling that we finally got back on track for a movie that you liked.
That is very, very accurate.
Yay. And I think we're back to our normal podcast premise of a movie that you like.
Oh, like a scary movie.
Uh-huh. And then a movie that I texted you about saying, fuck this movie.
Okay. So I was going to say that.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to say any movie where I get a text from you that said, fuck this movie.
You did in all caps.
We're with exclamations that we're on the right track. Like, even if I haven't watched it, uh-huh. I'm like, yes, like, finally.
I love it.
God, this finally. Yes.
Well, we watched The Descent.
We did.
When was this from? 2005.
Yes, 2005.
And it was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Okay. I will say, I don't think it's like the scariest movie that we've seen.
No.
But it had a fuck ton of suspense, and you know I hate that.
There was a lot of anxiety.
So I was so, especially the first half, my hands were clammy the entire movie.
Yeah.
This has been like the first movie in a while that we've watched that my hands were clammy, like actively clammy the whole time, because this movie was full of just suspenseful anxiety.
And dark. It was dark?
Dark. A lot of like random close-ups, jump scares out the fucking asshole the entire movie.
Climbing through like holes, caverns and stuff.
Stressful. I'm not claustrophobic.
No.
But like this movie made me feel claustrophobic because these women are putting themselves in like
holes.
Caves that literally is shoulder width and they're like wiggling through it. And I'm like, fuck that. Fuck that. Somehow wiggle backwards and get the fuck out of there.
Right.
I can't.
No. Yeah. So basically you're saying that if I was to invite you on a cavern tour, that you wouldn't come with me?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh.
If it's like one of those tours, like I did one, I can't remember where I was. If I was in like Tennessee or something. I can't remember where I was, but they did something. And I think you did something similar recently where they have like the stalagmites and the stalactites.
Yeah.
Where you can do like the actual like guided tour where you can walk and it's like full height caves and you walk a trail and you walk out and you're not propelling down anything. You're not using carabiners. You're just walking on the ground.
Yeah.
That I would do.
Yeah. For everybody that doesn't know, we have a cavern in Florida that has the stalagmites.
Who knew we had anything available to be underground in Florida?
Look at that. And not be in water.
Right. Not be completely submerged in a swamp. Who knew? But I genuinely think it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, I think so like that, like the different terrains. I think it's really cool. But I don't want to, like, rely on myself tying this rope around something else to hook it to something else, to like hook it to me to propel down this. No.
That's a hard no.
Hard no.
Okay.
Like I will go to like a state park. I love that kind of stuff. I like walk on a trail, but I'm not camping there. I'm not staying there after dark.
Wow.
I will go get to my hotel. I'll have some wine. If they got a hot tub there or a pool, cool.
Wow.
Count me in. And then the next day, we can go back out there.
During the day.
When it's completely daylight. Weather permitting.
Oh my God. That's fantastic.
So yeah, this movie was freaking stressful.
Oh yeah, no, I felt the anxiety from it, for sure.
So much.
It was a lot, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, there was a couple parts because obviously there's an underlying story as well that goes along with these caves and everything mm-hmm. with a couple of these girls. And I'm like, you bitch. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I was so angry. I was so mad.
Me too. But several times in the movie.
But at the end, I was like, hell yeah. Uh-huh. You get that bitch.
I love a little underdog story.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone gets their revenge. A little
bit. Mm-hmm. I love that.
And it's a movie full of women.
Yes.
So why would we not like that? Be like, yeah, bitch.
And there were accents.
Oh my, so many.
Yeah.
Every woman was from like a different part of the world.
Yeah. I love that.
It was really cool.
We don't know their backstory though, do we? Did they all go to college together or something?
I don't know. I got the feeling that like the first three of them did. And then Juno, one of the first three, like knew the other girls and they like got together for this like excursion.
Okay.
That's kind of the vibe I got, but I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't know any backstories.
I don't know.
Okay. But
whatever.
I'm sure somebody will tell us.
It was interesting. Before we hop in, couple reminders for everybody.
Okay.
Obviously, tipsypod.com
yes.
is where you just need to be all the time.
I am.
Right.
It's on my phone.
On your phone. There's so much good information on there. You can listen to our episodes on tipsypod.com.
Yeah.
If you just like happen to live on there and you're like, oh, what episode's out this week? Oh, cool. I'll listen to The Descent. I'm on the website already. I'll listen to it. Great. You can do that.
And you can listen to it on our social medias as well.
Absolutely.
Or find the links.
You can find the links to our social media mm-hmm. on our website. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. You got all five that time.
It's because you paused and I had time to.
I made eye contact.
I know you did.
I said, let's do this. Bitch.
You know what?
We did it. We made social media our bitch. Well, just the names of them.
Well,
just the names.
Just the names.
We're still working out the kinks, as you can tell.
We can't be perfect at everything, guys.
We
can't
try our best, okay? Yeah. We just do our best every day.
It's all we can ask for.
You can also find ways to support our show. Like if you want to buy some Tipsy Pod merch, mm-hmm. we got some shirts out there. We got some Christmas themed ones too. If you guys want to get some like festive Tipsy Pod Christmas shirts, I got like Christmas lights on them.
Get it for a friend.
Yeah. I have a purple one with Christmas lights on it. It's great.
Get it for your grandma.
You know what? It's a good stocking stuffer.
That's a great idea.
Right? You know what else is a good stocking stuffer? Stemless wine glasses. Because we make them with love for you specifically. They are custom ordered stemless wine glasses.
Yeah, they are.
You order it and we actually make it for you. And then we package it up with lots of love and bubble wrap and we package it into a box and we send it your way.
Yeah. And we say, bye, enjoy.
Enjoy your new home, stemless wine glass. We love you. And of course, there's our Patreon. There are three different tiers on the Patreon and you can pick the one that works best for you. You can get ad-free episodes. You get episodes a day before everybody else, which is pretty exclusive and cool. Mm-hmm. And you also get to vote on episodes that we watch.
Good ones, please.
Jason.
We're going to get a shirt made with Jason's name on it. Jason.
Dot, dot, dot. So you guys can come up with a list of movie suggestions and then you get to vote on it. And then the winner, we watch. We put it into our lineup and we watch the episode.
Yeah, because why not?
And then every month we have a Patreon pick. So, you know.
Yeah. And usually
you get a shout out.
Usually I'm angry about.
So far you've been,
the selections. So we can do better, guys.
Let's see what comes next. And we're also working on some January upcoming Patreon exclusives.
Oh, man.
So, you know.
Dustin has this working.
He does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He runs a tight ship, this guy.
He really does. Mm-hmm.
But we like a challenge. So it's okay.
Sometimes we need a little bit pushed out of our comfort zones a little bit.
Obviously.
For your guys' enjoyment.
Uh-huh.
So
we do this for you guys. You are welcome. But we have some cool ideas coming up for our exclusive Patreon tiers. Mm-hmm. So that's been coming in January. So keep an eye out and ear out for that, because I think it's going to be pretty cool.
I think it is too.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of binge going on, maybe.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's all you get. Okay. It's a little teaser. That's it. That's it. You have to subscribe to find out more. All right, should we hop in?
Absolutely.
Would you like to hear the IMDb synopsis for it?
Yes, please.
Okay. A cave expedition goes horribly wrong.
It does. Yes.
As the explorers become trapped and ultimately pursued by a strange breed of predators.
Interesting. A strange breed.
Yeah. I mean, they were a strange breed.
Right. But they're kind of human.
Yeah.
There's not breeds of humans.
Would it be like a species?
Kinda. I think species would be a better word.
And I have a lot to say about these weird species of predators. We'll get there.
Okay. Are you gonna save it?
Because there are times that I had questions of things that didn't make sense, but then I was like, Stephanie, just you don't need to dissect everything.
No.
So
don't need to overthink it.
I mean, I'm gonna.
Okay.
When we get to it. But I have to we'll get to it.
Okay. Okay, well, how about we get started?
Let's do it.
Okay. Okay, so we are whitewater rafting.
Mm-hmm.
Three girls. Their names are Juno, Sarah, and Beth.
Mm-hmm.
And we see Sarah's husband and daughter watching from the bank.
Like cheering them on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little girls all excited.
Yes. And these three women in the whitewater raft are doing a lot of screaming.
Well, they're enjoying themselves.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Yeah. They like adventure, apparently.
They are thrill seekers. Adrenaline junkies.
Yeah.
We couldn't be friends.
No. I mean, there's a time and a place, and sure. I feel like they do it very often.
I actually have gone whitewater rafting before.
Have you now?
Are you surprised by that?
I am very surprised by that, actually.
I mean, it wasn't as intense as there was, but...
Forced to go? Were you
No, young? I went willingly. Well, I was probably in my late teens, maybe 18 or something.
I think that's still an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went when we were in Colorado. I went with my dad and my brother. It was fun. Interesting.
Okay. I can see that. Uh-huh. I can see that.
It was fun.
Okay. Interesting.
That's all I have. I've
been whitewater rafting as well.
Yeah, where'd you go?
It was in Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
What was the river? I don't know. I'm sure somebody will say.
Wherever there are mountain ranges is usually where you can go.
But anyways, yes. Okay, so these girls love adventure.
Uh-huh.
They finish their run, so they come down through the thing, they pull up to the bank,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like at this second that there's something between Juno and Sarah's husband.
I thought that too. Okay, so at this point, I couldn't tell whose husband he was because he was cheering on these three girls with this little girl next to him, right?
Right.
And then the first interaction we see with him with these three women in the boat is the girl Juno got pushed out of the raft. They're all playful, once they got to a level part of the water. One of the girls pushed Juno out of the boat and she's swimming toward the shore and he throws an oar out to pull her in. So my first thought was oh, maybe they're the couple, uh-huh. but they weren't because then Sarah was okay, let's go back to the hotel. And she gets near the guy and I'm oh, wait a second. They're married because there definitely was something between the husband and Juno.
Yeah. And I feel like there was a little bit of animosity maybe with Juno.
From her. Yes,
yeah.
For sure.
She was.
Because as soon as they left, because Sarah made a comment I'll just meet you guys at the hotel. Because she asked if they needed help, getting the boat out of the water or doing what they were doing. And they were no, go right ahead. Go with your family. We'll meet you at the hotel.
Right.
And Juno was not happy.
She was not.
And I was what's going on?
I know. So, of course, right at the beginning, we're what the fuck is
drama.
This?
Drama. Yeah.
We'll find out.
Uh-huh.
So, in the car to the hotel, we have Sarah, Paul, and their daughter, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
I think they call her Jessie in the later on.
Yep.
So, Paul looks a little distracted. Sarah
a little cold.
A little distant mm-hmm. is what Sarah says. And he's not really paying attention to the road as they're going back and forth.
Sure.
And ends up getting a head-on collision with another car in another lane.
Yeah, he swerves into oncoming traffic.
Yeah. And then, to make matters worse, out of fucking nowhere, there's metal rods on this car that they hit.
Yes.
They impale projectile through their car, and they get skewered. Not Sarah, but Paul and their daughter.
These pipes that were on this van were not secured down safely.
What the fuck?
They flew and, torpedoed through him, the seat, and into their daughter in the back seat.
Where did that come from?
Holy
that was,
shit.
In the first, 10 minutes.
I jumped. I wasn't expecting it.
No!
I thought they were going to crash because we see the car swerving, but the pipes were holy fuck.
Coming in hot.
What a strong start.
Oh my God. I'm I don't know where we're going from here.
Right.
But this is not great.
Ugh, what a rough start.
So Sarah ends up waking up in a hospital bed. That's the next scene.
She's super bruised up.
She's super bruised. She's hooked up to a bunch of wires and, you know,
IVs and stuff. Yeah.
I don't know if she must have been in a coma or she must have been knocked out in some form or fashion.
Something like that.
Maybe they put her in an induced coma. I have no idea.
Possible.
She walks out of her room. There's no one there. She starts calling for Jesse, like, running.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, like, I realize that she's probably in, like, this nightmare or this kind of, like...
She's, like, having a panic attack.
Yeah.
It feels like, because she...
She can't see anybody around her.
Yeah, because she pulls all the, like, IVs and everything off of her body, gets out of the hospital bed, and when she gets into, like, the hallway, it's empty.
Yeah.
As if, like, the whole hospital is vacant. And she starts calling her door, like you were saying, and then she sees at the end of the hall, like... The light's turning off. So the hallway behind her is like getting darker and darker.
She's running.
And she takes off running, like yelling and screaming for her daughter. And then she like goes around the turn and crashes right into Beth, her friend. And it's the normal hospital. So she was having some type of moment to herself, like envisioning something happened that wasn't happening.
Correct. Yeah.
And Beth grabs her and they fall to the ground and she's like crying and screaming, asking where her daughter is.
And she's like, she's dead.
And Beth says she's gone.
I mean, she was very blunt about it.
Yeah.
There was no, well, I don't know. At that point, I don't think you would need to sugarcoat it.
She's like, she's gone.
She's gone.
And then Juno was there too, but she's like off into the distance. Like she's near them, but she's like several feet away.
Right.
And not like trying to console her at all.
No. Yeah, that's another red flag there.
Okay. Noted.
Noted.
Mm-hmm.
So now we are in the Appalachian Mountains a year later.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Beth and Sarah are driving to the Chattanooga National Park.
Yeah, deep into the woods.
Deep. Like there's nobody around.
No.
So Beth tells Sarah that they don't have to do this and that they can turn around and go to a barn dance or something, whatever she called it.
Get their drunk on.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So apparently, Juno gets them to go on all of these, like, adventure trips.
Yeah.
Like, she's an adrenaline junkie.
She's the
junkie.
Real junkie.
Yeah. So they're like, you know, they're all adventure seekers, so they all decide to do it. So they arrive at this beat-up cabin in the woods.
Sketchy-ass cabin.
I feel like it could fall down at any second.
Yes!
And there are two other girls there that we see at that second, and they're, like, all excited to see each other. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I don't know how long, but...
One of the girls' names is Holly.
Yes.
Who is, like, Juno's protege? Like, why did she have, like, an adrenaline junkie protege?
Maybe that's where she learned her adrenaline junkie from.
Maybe. But I'm wondering if, like, Juno's profession
is... Because Holly's a little worse than Juno. They're about the same,
actually. Oh, yeah. Well, because Holly has no, like, judgment. Yes. Like, I think they're both adrenaline junkies, but I think Juno is a little bit more methodical about, like, what she's doing in the sense where, like, Holly's just more impulsive.
Right.
But I wonder if, like... Juno is actually some type of like as her profession, like mountain climber, because they all have mountain climbing experience. Like they've all done something like that before because they all knew what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah. And
so I don't know
skills.
If like, that's her like profession, but apparently she's got a protege, which is Holly. So I don't know.
I don't.
And then there's also Sam and Rebecca that's in the cabin too.
Yes.
There's a total of six women.
Six women, yeah.
God, guys, sorry. It's been hard. It was so hard taking notes on this because it took me a while to like figure out which girl was which.
I had to kind of rewind and make sure that I had the names right.
And I had IMDb open on my laptop and I was like hopping back and forth and like looking at people's faces and I'm like, okay, that's Rebecca. Okay, got it. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it was easier when, spoiler, when a few of them died so that I didn't have to remember their names.
100%. I was like, okay, who are we left with? All right, cool. Yeah, it was hard.
Okay, so now I think we're with Holly and Sam who are talking outside the next day. Juno comes out and then they both like kind of start going inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they didn't want to be around her.
I think they were smoking a joint. So I think they were like trying to be discreet. Cause as soon as she came out, they like threw it.
But I would think that Juno would be all in that.
I don't know. But they also, all of them that night were like heavily drinking. And I'm like, wait a second. We're all in drinking beers?
Oh.
Ladies.
I know.
You're going to feel like shit in the morning. If all you're drinking is beer, you're so bloated, you're going to fucking hike and then propel. Ugh, that sounds awful. That sounds awful. Like a beer gut? No.
Oh.
Hell no.
Okay.
That sounds terrible. Well, but Juno was the only one who wasn't like participating in the fun.
That's true. She was not.
So maybe they thought she'd be like a wet blanket or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's possible.
Whatever.
I don't know. So like you said, they were all kind of hanging out. Sarah is still working through some of her trauma. Some of the random conversations that they have or some things that they say kind of trigger her a little bit.
Because they're having like organic conversation. Like nothing is being like said in a way to intentionally hurt her. They're talking about like, a guy or having kids or stuff like that. That's mm-hmm. a normal topic of conversation. And once someone brought up something about a kid, that's when she got quiet.
Yeah, she got quiet. Her face changed.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Of course. It's only been a year.
Yeah. So Sarah wakes up in the middle of the night, and when everybody else is sleeping, she goes to the window, and then this metal projectile comes through the window that like killed her husband and daughter.
Yeah,
comes what through the window. Fuck? I'm like, oh my God.
Made me jump again.
I know. Massive nightmare. Oh so it wasn't real.
God. Right.
Right.
She just obviously has PTSD. Of course she does.
Of course she does. And but she's probably not like, talking to anybody.
This movie is full of moments like that where just out of flipping nowhere, this like random, loud, quick, fast, right in your face thing happens that you're just like jump and you're like, the fuck? I wasn't prepared.
Yeah, this is when the claiminess starts, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so the next morning, Juno is running through the woods. Ugh. She's doing her little exercise for the morning.
She's exercising before the exercise.
Ugh.
This
well,
bitch.
Well, she's probably very healthy and yeah, she probably exercises.
She didn't drink
exercises.
Any beer last night.
No, she didn't. Mm-hmm. So there's something going on with her. Mm-hmm. We don't really know anything that's going on yet, but she goes around to all the cabins and wakes everybody up. I felt like it was multiple cabins.
Yeah, because I didn't get that feeling at first.
No, I thought it was one.
I thought it was just one. And then she was like running from cabin. Well, they didn't show her, but they showed her like run to one cabin and said that she was like getting everybody up. And I was like, oh, there's more than one cabin?
Apparently.
Okay.
There's a lot of girls. So
who knew?
I don't know.
Whatever. Maybe.
Okay. It's like a bunkhouse or something. Okay, so everybody's up, and then before they leave on their trip and get in the cars, they take this group photo.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of shows up back at the end.
Sure.
So with some ominous music playing, the girls head up to these caves that they're planning on hiking in. Mm-hmm. And I said, they are driving way too fast
on
these mountain roads.
Borderline reckless.
You are going way too fast.
Well, yeah, because at one point, Beth asks Juno if they're going the right direction. And Juno says, I've never been lost in my entire life.
Juno, are you sure we're going the right way?
Relax. I've never been lost in my life.
What kind of answer is that?
And I'm like, is this foreshadowing?
Okay.
Because it sounds like it.
Well, I mean, yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, was. But at 17 minutes into the movie, I was like, foreshadowing.
We can kind of peg it. I think we're doing pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A lot of these movies are predictable.
Uh-huh.
We're learning that.
I know.
Especially me. I'm learning that.
They're not real, Stephanie.
I know.
They're not. Well, I mean, this could be real.
I know.
This possible.
It's the ones that are like seemingly real freaks me out.
So they are heading up to Borum Caves. That's where they're supposed to be going.
Right.
Okay.
That's where we think they're going at this point.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So they arrive at their destination. Mm-hmm. They get all their gear out. Juno puts the Borum Caves travel or the...
Like the guidebook.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the guidebook back into the car.
Yeah. Intentionally.
Intentionally.
Foreshadowing.
It's like, did she not need it? Did
yeah,
she know?
She like thought about it. She's holding it.
Yeah.
And she's like, meh. Puts in the car.
I just bit. I'm like, ooh, I feel like that's not a good thing and that this is going to come back. And it does.
And here's the problem. If there was a Stephanie of the group, you guys would be so fucking tired of me if I was in this group. Because I'd be like, okay, before we go, does everybody have the map? Like, does somebody have the book?
Do we have five of them?
You know I would be doing that. And they'd be like, and then Juno would have been like, yes, fine. And like, blow me off.
Right.
But yeah, they needed a Stephanie of the group to like make sure everybody had everything on their persons before we left on our hike.
Well, Juno was the professional, so they believed her.
Oh God, she's awful.
She's
awful.
She's awful in a lot of different
ways. And
she
gets worse, guys. She gets so much worse.
So they all start up on this mountain hike because mm-hmm. they literally are hiking up a fucking mountain.
Yes.
And like
through these trails.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go.
To the creepy-ass cave.
Creepy-ass cave, yes. Sorry. Sorry. Okay, so as we're following this river, mm-hmm. they find this dead moose and kind of wondered what happened to it because it doesn't look like, it looks like it's been bitten a couple times.
Yeah. And of course, as they like get up to it, all these like crows fly away and scared me again. Another freaking jump scare. I was like, God damn it.
Well, they keep walking and finally they get to a literal hole in the ground.
Yeah. And then doesn't Rebecca say something about like that there are rules that they have to follow as they're like hiking together?
Rule number one, file a flight plan and stick to it.
Rule number two,
don't go wandering off.
When you think it's dark, when you turn out the lights, well, down there, it's pitch black. You can get dehydration, disorientation, claustrophobia,
blah, blah, blah.
Panic attacks, paranoia, hallucinations, visual and oral deterioration.
One rule is that they have to find a route and stick to it.
Yes.
And I was like, foreshadowing. The second rule is don't go wandering off.
Uh-huh.
And then she said to remember before they get down into the caves that when it's dark down there, that it's literally pitch black because there is absolutely no sunlight coming into those caves at all.
That is correct.
So if you think it's dark down there,
right,
it's even darker than you're anticipating. And then she starts running through these things with them of like, you can get dehydrated in these caves.
And they're like, blah, blah, mass blah, delusion, blah,
hallucinations, panic attacks, and they all start making fun of her. And they get ready to propel down this cave. And I'm like, no, guys, listen to Stephanie, okay? She's got a lot to say. And it's important information.
I know she usually buddy rambles. System.
Who's everybody's buddy? There's six of us. So everybody gets a buddy. Do we have the mat? Juno, you have the mat? Okay, we got the mat. Everybody hydrated?
Oh, my God.
Water full?
Who invited Stephanie Should on this we- trip?
Go back to the car, okay?
You know what? I'll go back to the car.
Right. You propel in that cave by yourself, girl, okay? We're going to go back for some wine.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Are we ready to propel, team? Okay.
Ready? One, go, two, three.
Team.
All right. So Juno is the first one to rappel down into this cave.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what's down there. She just jumps in.
Yeah. Also, I thought, too, at this point, I'm like, could they have parked the cars closer at any point? Or was that like the only part they could put the cars?
Well, did they? Oh, because they went off the road. They made their own trail.
They like were flying down the road and then they went into like the woods and then they just stopped. And then they hiked.
Well, maybe she didn't know where she was going because it didn't sound like she really
That's
did.
That's kind of what I'm thinking happened.
Yeah.
Juno was just improvising the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she goes down. The others follow. And when everybody gets down there, I'm like, this is really actually pretty.
It was pretty.
It was very pretty.
Like, Holly is videoing the whole thing. She's got a camcorder and she's videoing and there's like cool like water runoff spots. Mm-hmm. And it is pretty cool down there.
Well,
it'd be cooler if there was like a set of stairs. Like a ladder.
That's not the fun part of it, Stephanie.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Well, everybody is enjoying the scenery until Sarah finds some bloody finger marks.
Yes, yeah, like red on the wall. Gashes in the stone.
It was gashes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were kind of bloody looking.
Yeah.
Nobody else really saw it. No. It was just her. She kind of noted it.
Yeah.
And then just moved on.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure if I would do that because that's not a natural color that I feel like would be down there.
No. And then something would have had to be like super strong to like make a gash in stone like that.
That's correct.
Oh.
Foreshadowing.
Uh-huh. And then as she's looking at these gashes, fucking bats come fly out of this hole in the cave, scare the shit out of Sarah, make me jump again. I was like, is this how this goddamn movie's going to be? Just constant jump scares?
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
it doesn't get better.
No, it does not. So they go further into this cave and start like going through tunnels and they start like going under some random rocks that look like it was part of the floor.
Right.
But they like go in the rocks.
Yeah. It looked like a tiny, tiny hole. I didn't even see it until like, oh, this is where we have to go. And they just like wedged in between these rocks and like into this hole. Why?
Why are we doing this?
This doesn't seem safe.
And nobody like said, oh, this doesn't feel right.
Right. Like, and at this point, I'm like, how do we know these rocks aren't going to like shift if people are like climbing on them and stuff?
Well, they think they're in a tourist cave right now. Right.
Sorry, guys. Spoiler. They're not.
Yeah, they're not. Okay. So as they get to like an opening, after they're crawling through all these little holes, Juno sets off a flare so they can kind of see around them.
It was cool again. It was huge. It was like this huge cavern.
It's like a cavern, yeah. So they all start exploring separately in this cave, just kind of looking around. Sarah thinks she hears her daughter.
Ugh, like a giggle or something.
It was, yeah, like a giggle. She goes to kind of like investigate it and she thinks, she's like, oh, it must have been water droplets because there obviously a lot of water that's being, you know, in this
runoff
cave.
Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. They all start eating lunch, and Juno starts apologizing to Sarah. They're sitting right next to each other, that she didn't stay around longer after the accident.
Yeah.
Sarah doesn't want to have any of this pity, so she just kind of gets up. She's like, whatever.
I'm going to go explore some more.
Yeah, I just need to get out of here. I don't want to talk about it. So they all start gathering around, and one of the girls like starts shimming through like a tiny hole.
It was Holly again.
It was Holly, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, or a death trap.
It was as wide as her shoulders.
Literally.
To the point of where she has to have her backpack in front of her and like push it, wiggle, 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 catch up to her backpack, push it. And I'm thinking, like, how do you know this tunnel doesn't just, like, drop off?
Correct.
And your backpack and you are going to go flying into who knows what.
Well, also, as she's, like, crawling through this tiny hole, there's rumbling that's happening.
Yes.
And it's your sign to get the fuck out of there.
And the hole, it just, it's so bad. Because so she wiggles and then she gets to, like, this muddy, like, wet part where she has to, like, wiggle through this, like, wet part in the ground.
Yeah.
Like, it's still her shoulder width. And then she's wiggling it. It's like, go underneath. I mean, it's awful. The whole thing is fucking awful.
Yeah.
And then she goes through enough and they all just go one by one, yeah, like single file through this like shimmy hole and I can't.
Well, they all get through.
Ugh.
Sarah's the last one to go.
Right.
She ends up getting stuck. She starts having a panic attack.
Yeah.
Can't breathe.
The bag that she had her rope in got stuck on something and she got herself wedged and starts freaking the fuck out.
Yeah. And I think it was Holly that was in front of her, right?
Oh, no, Beth was right.
It was Beth in front of her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she turns around somehow. I don't know how she did it.
I thought that too. I was like, how did this bitch turn around and how is she going to get out?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Okay. So she turns around. She gets face to face with Sarah, tries to calm her down. She tells her like this orgasm joke.
Uh-huh.
She kind of giggles a little bit. She calms down.
Yeah.
They start moving forward. / Beth moves backwards,
still,
I guess.
Still shimmying weird. I don't know how it happened.
I don't know how that worked. Uh-huh. But rumbling starts again, and the walls of this hole start collapsing.
Yeah, like kind of squish Sarah squishy even more.
Yeah, so they're like, get the fuck out. So yeah, they hurry.
Because she said, like, I can't. The rope bag is stuck. And Beth is like, fuck it. Just leave the bag behind and let's go.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing. And they, like, shimmy and somehow get out, like, army crawl out of this freaking hole.
Yeah.
God.
Well, she gets out.
What a nightmare.
I know, right? And so everybody's kind of checking on everybody else, make sure they're okay, make sure nobody's hurt.
Yeah.
So one of them says that there are three ways out of this cave,
mm-hmm,
to basically the entire group, but kind of talking to Juno. Mm-hmm. And then this was just one of them. So they have two more to get out somehow. Sure. She confirms with Juno, who is very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's the lead in this.
They're relying on her. Yeah.
Right. She's like, the book said that. She's like, well, I don't have the book.
I didn't bring it.
And
we're also not at that cavern I told you we were going to.
Right. Because it's a tourist trap and she didn't want to go there.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Because they were making jokes the night before that, well, Holly was, that the cavern they were going to was like going to be below her and Juno because it's a tourist trap, whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So Juno took it upon herself to change their plans,
right,
not tell the other five girls.
That's correct.
Bring them to this cavern that has not been named,
mm-hmm,
which means it has not been explored.
That's true.
Safely.
Right. Or if somebody has explored it, they probably died.
They didn't make it.
Because it was never named.
Yeah. And Juno says that she just wanted them to be able to discover it together. Fuck that.
And that she wanted to call it maybe Sarah's Cave.
They can name it together.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm like, you bitch. Well, of course, they all get set off.
Of course. I mean, I would.
100%. I'd be like, bitch, you die now. But they all start arguing. And Sarah's looking around and she thinks she hears noises again.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how Sarah's the only person in this group who, like, hears or sees things at any point in this movie.
Well, I think she sees things. Like, I don't...
Because she wants to see things,
maybe? I feel like it, maybe. I don't know. Like, there was a point, too, when, like, all of this chaos was happening that, you know, Juno thought that this was going to be a good trip for Sarah to kind of get her out of her shell. And she also says that she lost something in that crash, too.
Yeah, she tells that to Beth because Beth kind of pulled her aside and she's like, the fuck? Like,
right,
this was supposed to be good for Sarah. Like,
right.
This is like the first time they got Sarah out in the past year after the accident of her husband and her daughter.
Correct.
So this was supposed to be for her and for them to kind of like reconnect as a group and like put her in a happy place again. And yeah, like you're saying, Juno's like, we all lost something in that crash that day. Bitch, no, you didn't.
No.
You lost an affair.
Okay? Right.
Your friend actually lost her family.
Correct.
Awful.
I know. That's kind of a douchey thing on his part too.
I have my notes. I go, okay, so confirm she was screwing her husband.
I was nicer and said, oh, she had an affair.
And then I wrote, rude.
She's supposed to be your friend.
What a terrible friend.
My gosh. So now they find another hole to crawl in because why not?
And they don't want to go because they're like, what the fuck? And then Juno's like,
but if we stay here, we'll die. Let's go.
Well, now you're full of fucking passion.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I know. Could you not put that passion somewhere else? Like something productive?
Like keeping your friend safe, maybe?
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe.
What a terrible idea.
Maybe not take your friend's husband, maybe.
Yeah, there's a lot of missteps, I think, Juno.
On her
made.
Part, yes, absolutely. Okay, so they get to another opening,
mm-hmm,
but this opening has a massive pit. And yeah, it's a long way down.
Because they have to like break through part of this wall, and then there's a fucking ledge of where it's like, I mean, a hole in the ground.
They throw like a rock and it takes forever to get to the bottom.
Yeah. And Rebecca's like, well, thanks for fucking doing that. That makes me feel better about this.
But across this hole is the other side of this passage.
Of course.
Of course it is.
Of course there is.
So one of the girls.
Rebecca.
Mm-hmm. Look at you with your names.
I don't know how I got them down, but somehow I did.
It
took me a minute.
I couldn't keep up.
Yeah.
I just said one of the girls. I'll let you fill in the names.
I'll do that. It's fine.
So she got her rock climbing gear and moves her way across the top of this cavern.
The upper body strength that this girl has in this movie, I don't understand. Because she has to like put these things in the ceiling, and it kind of like tensions into like a crevice in a rock.
Yeah.
And it like widens to like put tension in this hole, and it can like hold a whole person's body weight. So she's holding on for dear life with one hand, putting this tension thing in another part, hooks it with a carabiner and like swings to that one like a little monkey and does it the entire way across. How? There's no way. I can't even hold myself dangling.
It's not even like they drew straws to do it.
No, she's like, well, I guess I'm climbing.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
And as she gets to the end, like right in front of like the other part of the hole, there's like already a piece of metal that looks like a climbing gear piece that's already like lodged into the ceiling.
Like an old school.
Yeah. It's like a ring that's like wedged into the ceiling. So she hooks a carabiner to that. And I was like, foreshadowing. Stop. Clearly what you're doing is working for you. So just.
Could you not put one of your things into the same hole that one was
just
in?
Just to be safe.
Yeah, just safety
first, right? That's what we're working on here.
Hook it through both of them.
You know. So she like hooks a carabiner onto that and then gets to the other side, throws a line across the other side, and these girls are like zip lining across the way, one by one.
This doesn't seem like something I want to do. I don't want to do this at all.
And I mean, I have no upper body strength at all.
I don't either. No.
I would just be like dangling and then be like, I guess this is how I die? Like, I don't.
This is how we're all dying, guys. All right, so they get across. Before Sarah heads off to the other side, because she's still on the original one, she asks Juno if this trip was actually for Sarah or for herself.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. She kind of has an inkling.
Sure.
Kind of.
She's suspicious.
She doesn't know.
Yeah.
So Juno's the last one to go across, and she decides to take the clips with her that she put in.
Yeah, she's like undoing everything Rebecca did, so they have, I guess, the gear with them in case they have to use it again.
They're all kind of panicking, but they're like, okay, I mean, you're right, but okay.
Just come on. Let's go.
Well, she ends up falling because the last one that was in there originally.
The one that she used, that old metal ring one that was in the ceiling.
Why would you do that?
Of course, it falls out of the cave.
Yeah.
And Juno goes like swinging and crashes because the girls try to catch her rope. Sam grabs the rope and gets this fucking burn on her hands, gashes through her palms.
Oh my God, I know.
Girl. And I get it's like impulse reaction, but shit. God.
Juno, you are nothing but a troublemaker.
Right. So she has to let go of the rope because her hands are gushing.
Right.
So they somehow get a hold of the rope. So Juno's just dangling and they have to like pull her up while they're trying to like fix Sam's hands. So they're all just like sitting on the edge of this, like Juno makes it, whatever. This time. They get to the edge of like the other side and they're all just kind of sitting there collecting themselves.
Yeah.
While Sam's getting bandaged up, that poor girl.
I know.
And then Juno's looking at the piece of metal and she said that it would have to be at least 100 years old and nobody uses that kind of equipment anymore.
No.
And I'm like, this is not a good sign, guys.
I mean, they find like artifacts of like old travelers.
So
they continue on and they end up finding these hieroglyphics that are painted on one of the caves.
Yeah, pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. They light a flare and they see that someone has painted like a mountain.
Yeah, like the scenery outside.
Basically. Mm-hmm. So they painted this mountain and then they showed two entrances to this cave.
Yep.
Which everybody thought that was like brilliant that she actually found that.
I'm like, guys, just look at it.
Right?
It's a drawing.
It's
an equation.
It's literally.
It's a drawing.
It's literally telling you. It's kind of like going to IKEA.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the arrow. You are here. Shortcut to kitchen.
Oh, God. Okay. So we figured that out. Okay.
Uh-huh. Great.
So they go to find this other hole, and then Holly takes off because she's like, I see daylight.
Oh, God.
Okay. Juno tells her to slow down and be careful. She thinks that she found this daylight, but apparently it's phosphorus that makes it look like sunlight, which I didn't know was a thing.
Holly is a goddamn loose cannon.
Oh, my God.
So she's in front, and Juno's behind her, and she's like takes off sprinting through this cave. And Juno's yelling to her, like, slow down, slow down. That's not daylight, slow down. Well, of fucking course, Holly falls through this goddamn hole.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, snaps her fucking leg. They showed her shin bone sticking out of her shin.
Like, inches. Like, just inches.
I mean,
at least 6 to 8 inches of bone out of her shin.
Ugh. I'd be like, hey, we'll come back for you, baby. You good down there?
I'll give you some,
here's a granola bar. We'll see ya. Some water.
Oh, God. That was a lot. That was a lot of visual. It was a lot to
look at. And it gets worse.
No, it does.
Because the girls all propel down there somehow.
Yeah.
And, like, go to her rescue. So Sam, which I guess somehow is, like, knows EMT shit, she's like, I'll try to bandage you up and make a splint for you.
Oh, my God. But first, we have to put the bone back in your leg.
I can't.
So they had her, like, bite on this piece of leather.
Yeah,
or like
a belt or something. Yeah. Okay, and they have to, like, okay. But meanwhile, Sarah's like, I'm still going to explore.
Right, right.
Because she thinks she keeps hearing things.
Right, she hears her daughter laughing again.
Yes.
That's what it is.
So she, like, wanders off to, like, wherever they're sitting in this cave where, like, Holly's screaming bloody murder because they're popping her shin back into place. She's like, oh, too much for me. And she leaves, and she stumbles onto this, like, helmet. Like equipment, like climbing gear, but it's old. Like, it's super, like, old helmet.
Like a metal helmet.
Dirty as shit.
Yeah.
And she takes her flashlight and she's looking around. And at the end of this, like, tunnel thing that she's in, she sees this, like, wet looking person, like person-like creature.
Uh-huh.
Who looked like they were grooming themselves like a dog does.
Kind of, yeah.
They were kind of bent weird.
Uh-huh.
And it seemed like they were, like, licking their leg. And I was like, what in the fuck is happening down there? But they looked damp. Like, they looked very wet. And they were making gross wet noises.
The color of them was, like, almost like an opaque white.
Fleshy.
Yeah. It was weird.
Gross.
It was really good. I liked it.
It was gross.
It was gross, yeah.
And she sees this happening. And then all of a sudden, fucking Juno appears, like, behind her out of nowhere and scares the fuck out of everybody. I'm just going to say it. Everybody was scared. And she looks back, and of course, the wet creature's gone.
Oh, yeah, it's gone.
Like, was it grooming itself?
I don't know what it... I didn't know if it was eating something. Because
it was it was, like, in a weird position, and I didn't like it.
Well...
I was like, oh, great. They're really damp.
They seem to... Why are you damp?
It's like when we watch the monster just secreting wetness.
Oh, my God, that was a great movie. I mean, our commentary.
Our version of it was great.
Yeah, it was leather. It was a monster.
Uh-huh.
He was like pleather.
Pleather. Uh-huh.
Shiny. And secreting wetness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is similar, not leathery, just
no
wet.
He looks clammy, is what it is.
Yeah.
Just damp. Like if you couldn't, like, rub your hand across,
like,
his
almost
back.
Like if you ran your hand through, it would just be dripping. You'd take your hand off and you'd be like, why is my hand dripping?
That's why what it's is my like. Hand wet.
Yeah.
It's not raining.
Like, splash it off.
That's a really gross visual.
You're welcome, guys. We had to see it. You had to see it.
Okay. Well, okay. Juno, obviously, she jumps out, scares the shit out of everybody.
Out of everybody.
Juno thinks that Sarah is losing it.
Yeah. She thinks she's hallucinating. Doesn't believe her.
No, tells her to snap out of it.
And when they get back to the women who are still, like, mending Holly's leg, she tells them that she thought she saw something. And Juno is like, no, she didn't see anything. And she's, like, she's not a good friend in general. But, like, even if your friend thinks they saw something, like, she's now, like, trying to humiliate her in front of the other women.
Right.
And she's like, no, you're just hallucinating. You didn't see anything. There's nothing down here. You need to stay focused. There's nothing down here at all. The only thing is down here. And I'm like... Even if you want to believe that, like, handle it different.
Here's the thing. If you're in a cave, mm-hmm. you've never been in there.
Right.
You know nothing about it.
Right.
I mean, even if it wasn't these, like, these wet creatures that were, like, hanging around.
Yeah.
There could be some animal down there.
They're hard to believe there'd be nothing down there. Right. It'd be hard to believe that. Yeah.
Okay. Can we just be a little sensitive?
A little bit.
A little bit.
We could try.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So they still need to get Holly out. So
somehow.
They climb up a wall and they see, like, this graveyard of, like, bones.
Yeah. They get to the top, like there's a landing, and it's huge, like bones everywhere.
One of the girls has like an infrared camera.
Oh, yeah, the one that Holly was carrying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we see like the images that she can see. She pans over and we see like this human-like thing.
Fuck this. God, this is the first time I yelled while watching this movie.
That was a good one.
It got me so fucking good.
For one reason or another, I didn't think that this was going to happen.
Me neither. Okay. Oh my, it made me so mad.
But now that I know it happened, I'm like, yeah, of course they did that.
Of fucking course. They built it up for it. They led us up to it. Oh, infrared camera? Oh, should I slowly pan across this bone graveyard? Nothing could possibly happen. And then we're like, something happened? God.
Yeah, we're dumb. We really fell for that
one.
We
said we were learning, but kind of.
You got us. It's fine. I'm okay with it.
But it was like over like Sarah's shoulder,
oh,
wasn't
yeah.
it?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So like they're panning the camera and whoever's holding the camera, I think it was Juno holding the camera or something, sees all the girls. And when she gets to Sarah, oh, I can't have the visual. I see physically like shoulders in my ears. There's this man-like wet creature.
Like screaming behind her.
Almost pressed against her back. He's so fucking close to her. And he's taller than her, like hunched over. And he is all up in her like ear and whatever shit. And they show it so quickly, Courtney. I was like, God damn it, what the fuck was that? I yelled it. Because this is this movie, it gets me every fucking time because everything is quick, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there's a couple more times with this weird creature thing that when we encounter it, it's fucking fast. And you get like a quick glimpse of it. So at that point with the camera, we just see this quick like silhouette wet thing behind Sarah. And that's it. It's like a fucking flash.
Well, yeah. And then it like runs away.
And I think it knocked Sarah over, like grabbed or tried to grab her something like that. And they all freaked the fuck out. And it's gone. And I'm like, the fuck was that? I think that was grooming itself over there. Like,
yeah.
Well. It was bigger than I thought it was going to be, too.
Oh, no, it's big. It was really creepy. Like, I liked it.
Oh, I was like, fuck that thing. Man.
Fuck this movie. Ugh. Yeah, that's where that came in.
That's what happened.
Yeah, that was a good time.
God damn it.
Well, they light a flare because they're freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
And so they can, like, see what's going on around them.
They can't see shit.
No, nothing.
But they can hear a fuck ton of noises.
They can only really see in the infrared camera.
Yeah.
Really. So it jumps on Holly and takes like a big chunk out of her neck.
Right.
And everyone panics.
I mean, mass panic. They all like immediately didn't follow Rebecca's rules in the beginning of like, hey, stick together, have a path.
Well, right. Blah.
They disperse so fucking fast.
Oh, my God.
I mean, and then like Juno is now fighting this creature who is attacking Holly.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to be real fucking insensitive for a second. Okay. Everybody buckle the fuck up because I got a lot to say about this. This is going to be mean, so heads up. I get that she's your friend, but like you had to literally carry her there. You had to carry her up to the bone graveyard.
That's true, yes.
And I get that your first instinct is to protect your friend, but like now she's like, her friend's dead. Her friend is literally dead.
Oh yeah, it basically ate her.
It like destroyed her fucking neck.
Yeah.
And she's still like pulling her friend's body from this creature. And I'm like, bitch, run, run. Your friend was dead. Wait, now she's literally dead.
I mean, I would use you as bait as well.
I know you would. Holly is the perfect example. She literally is the one they're attacking, and she's like pulling the dead body still.
Yeah.
Bitch, run.
Oh, yeah.
But it gets worse because now she's like wrestling. Like Juno is wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
She's fucking fighting. Wet creature. Mm-hmm. And she has like a pickaxe and she's like swinging it. And I'm like, what in the fuck? Get out of there. Run. But they've all like dispersed into who knows where.
Yeah.
I can't. And I'm thinking like, what in the actual fuck? Like, I don't even know why. Like wrestling it. Like they're flipping over each other and she kills it with this pickaxe. And then
I don't know what that thing was because
I think it's like a climbing axe thing. Like where you like hit into the wall to like get
like grip on it. It looks like it could bend.
Yeah.
It could fold in.
It's like one of those like, I think it can, but it's like, how do I fucking know about this? But it's like one of those you use to like climb a mountain. Like you just hit it into the mountain and you like pull yourself up.
Yeah. How do you know that?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I've seen movies.
Okay.
Look at me.
I'm a professional.
What do I know?
Don't worry about it.
So as she like kills this creature with the axe, she hears a noise behind her, turns around fucking quickly, stabs whatever's behind her right in the throat.
Yeah.
It's Beth.
Oh, yeah.
It's her friend Beth. Remind everybody, it was Beth, Juno, and Sarah that was whitewater rafting before.
Yeah.
So this is her friend from the beginning, who she literally just impaled in the throat with an axe.
Yeah.
I have one more thought.
Okay.
One more tangent and I'm done. We'll never hold one for this.
This is not going to be the last. I don't know what you're talking about.
Just for this moment.
Okay.
Okay. I like Beth this entire movie. She's a great person.
Yes.
But the one fault I find in her is like, you're being attacked by creatures. Give someone a fucking heads up that you're behind them. She has a weapon.
That's true.
You could be like, hey, it's me. So all she has to do is just say anything.
Well,
like,
yeah.
I'm not a monster or something.
I agree. I mean, because.
But it's panic again. It is. People aren't thinking I get it. But I'm like, Beth, yeah, but you have used words.
But yeah, because Juno was kind of like hopped up on endorphins. Like she had just had this.
She's
like
murdering this creature with an axe.
Correct.
Okay. So like, I mean, I hate Juno, but I don't blame her for her first reaction is to be like, what the fuck else is attacking me?
Right.
But poor Beth. And Beth is actually a good person in this movie.
She really is. Well, she like, she's like laying on her side and like
with a hole in her neck.
Blood is pouring out of her neck and Juno just kind of backs away.
Yeah. And as she's falling to the ground, she grabs Juno's necklace.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It rips off of Juno's neck and she's holding it in her hands. And Juno's watching her basically bleed out on the ground. And Beth is saying, like, don't leave me.
Like, help me. Don't leave me.
And Juno slowly backs away and fucking leaves her there.
Ooh. So are you not going to tell anybody? You're not going to tell any of your friends that that's just happened?
She doesn't. No.
I just feel, my God, she's so insensitive.
She's very selfish.
Oh, my God.
She's very selfish.
Okay. So two of the other girls are wandering, like.
This is Sam and Rebecca.
Oh, my God.
I got you, girl.
You know what? Maybe you should
this
just
is a first.
I know.
I never have people's names down.
And I have no names.
I got you, girl. It's fine.
Yeah. The other two girls.
Rebecca and Sam.
Yeah. Rebecca and Sam are wondering where the others are and are scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because they don't know what the hell's happening. They don't know where anybody's at. So they move farther into the cave and we see one of these things that's climbing on the ceiling.
Yeah.
And they're just
like above them.
Yes. These things can climb on walls and ceilings and shit.
You know I fucking hate that. You know I hate human-like creatures that can move in a non-human way. You know I hate that. God.
Yeah, they're just kind of hanging out there. So Sarah has the camera now and pans around to see a ton more bones that's going on.
Because I guess, as Sarah was running, she fell and smashed her head like on a rock.
Oh,
and it knocked her out.
Oh, yeah.
So, and when everybody was running, she's laying on the ground because she got knocked out.
Yeah.
So now she's like finally come to with a whole bloody head and somehow has the camera. Whatever, fine.
I don't know.
I didn't ask. It's fine. And she starts kind of realizing where she is and starts like hiding, like tucked into the wall a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then she hears like this growling that's happening.
Yeah.
So she hears something fall from the ceiling and it's one of her friends.
I think it was Holly.
Might have been Holly. Okay. Yeah. And then these things, like a bunch of these like male looking
wet creature things
start like feasting on her.
Yeah.
And then she makes a sound and the thing like comes right up to her.
Like the camera. Because she can only see them through the camera.
Infrared, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So she's looking at them and that's all she can see. But they don't, obviously they've been down in these caves. So they
can't see it.
They can't see it. It's like sensing, like mm-hmm. a bat. So it doesn't sense her. She doesn't move and it's distracted by Juno because she doesn't shut the fuck up. And she starts calling for Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah's not going to say anything.
Hell no. Because I'm right here. Trying the creature's eating your friend over here.
Oh my
God.
Juno just keeps like calling
She's so annoying.
Yelling. And I'm like, don't you realize what's happening right
now? Have some chill, girl.
Really?
For once, have some chill.
Oh my God. Okay. So all of the remaining girls are trying to stay quiet, obviously, mm-hmm. except for Juno, who's screaming her freaking lungs out. So Sarah takes the remaining equipment from dead Holly.
Yeah, because the creatures run away toward the sound that Juno's making.
Correct.
So now Sarah's kind of in the clear because the creatures ran away.
Right.
So she's using it for a camera to kind of like pillage Holly's dead body for like gear that she can use trying to get out of the cave.
And of course, Holly's got all kinds of shit up
all
on here.
All types of shit.
Oh my God. She makes a fire. So she has this torch that she makes.
Yeah, she makes like a torch with like a bone and some type of like rag on the end so she can like walk through the cave.
I don't know if I would have figured that out.
I definitely
like,
would not
have. She like hit like a...
I couldn't even make fire that quickly. Like
she like sparked it with like one of the like the loop things, the metal things against a, I don't know.
She has flint somehow?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. I don't know. And then we see Rebecca and Sam, the other two girls who like ran off.
Yes.
They're in like another part of the cave and they start climbing because they start realizing they hear like the creature coming. And they realize that like they turn off all their lights and they just kind of lay like almost like spooning each other on this like ledge of the cave. And this one creepy wet creature comes up to them and it's like crawling almost on top of them.
Oh my God.
And they're somehow keeping as cool as they can. And it's like almost in Sam's face somehow. And it's like looking around. It lets out with this like growly screechy noise.
It's bad.
It's bad. And then it like moves on from them. And then Rebecca realizes that they can't see them.
Right.
So as long as they can't see what's happening, then they should be okay.
Correct.
Well, Sam has this watch.
Oh my God.
That starts going off making all these fucking crazy noises.
She can't get that watch off fast enough.
It's like screeching. Whatever noises the watch is making, and it gets the creature's attention, it turns around. She somehow gets the watch off fast, throws it, and it goes to like investigate this watch.
Right.
And then it just like leaves, I guess.
But I guess it's not food,
basically. I guess he realizes it's not food. Like, okay. And I think it also runs off because Juno is still shouting people's names. And the creature's like, oh, I guess I'll go check out that noise now.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, Juno ends up coming here at this point.
Yeah, she, well, not to Rebecca and Sam just yet, but she's like, I guess, trying to find them. And she has like her flashlight things because she like freezes and shines a flashlight and sees all this like creature in front of her, and it doesn't do anything. It like moves away, and I guess she realizes like it can't see her.
Maybe. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's
I'm like, okay. That's right. Cool.
Okay.
All right. Well, then at this point, Sam and Rebecca decide they have to make a run for it because
correct.
They're like, okay, as long as it doesn't see us or we make as little noise as possible, we can get the fuck out of here. So they try to make a run out of there as quietly as possible.
But they're still found. Like one of those things finds them.
Yeah. So somehow, and this is the part that like really threw me off. So they get to this part of the cave and Rebecca like checks on the corner. Coast is clear. She tells Sam to go.
Right.
As she goes around the corner.
I knew one was going to jump out.
A creature fell from the fucking ceiling.
Because they can crawl on the ceiling, Stephanie.
Right. And now it's like attacking her, right?
Right.
Here's where I had some problems. So it's attacking her. She's doing a pretty good job trying to fight it off.
Right.
Out of fucking nowhere, Juno comes and like has her axe and like is fighting this creature. The creature now apparently is like nimble as fuck. How? This is like the pet peeve I have in this movie. Uh-huh. It's like the creature, you're standing in front of it with a fucking flashlight in its face and it's like, oh, guess no one's here. But now it can like fight you? It can't see you, but you can have a full on like wrestling match with it?
Maybe.
Like at one point in the movie, it was like,
sense you.
At one point it's like jumping and like moving out of people's way. And I'm like, how? It can't see you. Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
You got lots of pet peeves in this movie.
I do. Like, to me, that just seems like a little bit of, like, a plot flaw in it. Of, like, we're going to have these creatures that are cave-dwelling that can't see anything. And correct. Their hearing is, like, kind of okay. But it's a really good fucking fighter?
Yeah.
Like, how?
Because they're strong.
I guess. And they're wet.
They're wet.
They're lubricated.
Okay. Well, that just went down a really bad hole.
And then also,
ba-dum-bum.
If you're...
Sorry.
If she's wrestling it, how does she just like slide the fuck off of it? Can't get a good grip on it, you know? It's like a slip and slide.
Oh my God. What is... I don't... Okay.
Well, anyway, that monster's dead.
Okay.
Juno kills it with the axe and they're like, cool.
I think we should move on. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
So now Juno wants Sam to tell them like what they're fighting. Like, what is this thing?
Yeah, because I guess Sam knows how to be a medic and also knows about weird animals.
I don't know. I guess maybe...
Wipe the resume.
Maybe they all have special skills.
Sure.
I mean, so...
Juno's is apparently axe work. Great.
Yeah, she's real good at it. She kills lots of things and people.
And friends. Great.
You're right. Well, Sam says that they're human-like, obviously. Yeah.
Well, they're totally blind. And judging from what we've seen, I'd say they use sound to hunt with. Like a bat. And they've evolved perfectly to live down here in the dark.
She proceeds to, like, poke its eye, the dead creature's eye.
Why?
She's, like, totally blind and, like, pokes it.
Why?
Because we didn't believe you? Cool.
Well, also, it's a dead creature. Just leave the creature alone.
Stop poking it.
It's dead.
It's wet. Leave it alone.
You're going to need a bath. So Juno says that whoever was down there before mm-hmm. left markings on a wall.
Yeah.
Like to the way out.
Mm-hmm.
So Sam and Becca are like, why aren't we going now?
Right.
And Juno's like, no, we can't leave without Sarah.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking like, well, how the fuck does this thing eat if people don't go down there? And then Juno answered it for me very nicely at her. She was like, well, clearly they have to go to the surface to hunt.
Yeah, there's got
to
be a hole in how they get out of here.
Right. So that's what the whole game plan is to like find this like escape hole they use to go to land to like hunt animals.
Right.
But before that, we got to find Sarah.
Right. Right.
Which I agree with because... They should find their friend.
Well, but how do you know that she's not dead?
100%.
I mean, you don't know where she's at.
100%.
You haven't heard anything from her. You haven't heard her scream. You haven't heard her say anything.
Right.
How do you know she's not dead?
Right.
Okay. So Sarah's about to walk out of this cavern area mm-hmm. that they're in. And Beth calls out from, like, the rubble. Like, they're about to, like...
Yeah, she's in, like, the bone graveyard still.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So Sarah said that she heard Juno calling earlier. Mm-hmm. So she was going to go get her. And then they can get Beth out.
Yeah. Because Sarah, unlike Juno, does not want to leave her friend there. Because no. unlike Holly, Beth was not dead yet. So correct. Beth is still alive talking to Sarah. Which yeah. I'm like, good for you for talking and being alive. I can stand in the throat, but whatever. But like, Holly was already dead when Juno was fighting for her body over this weird wet creature.
Uh-huh.
Beth, her actual friend, is still alive, just not in great shape.
No.
And
she's
Sarah
not at all, actually.
Is like beside herself, like does not want to leave her.
No.
And she keeps saying she'll come back for her. And Beth keeps telling her, like, no, like, you have to go. You have to get yourself out of here safely.
Don't trust
Don't
Juno.
Don't trust Juno. Mm-mm. She's a fucking liar.
Stay away from her.
She gives her the necklace that she ripped off of her neck when she was falling to the ground.
Uh-huh.
And Sarah, like, wipes away some of the blood on it. And she realizes it was from her husband.
Yeah. Beth tells her that Juno received it from Paul.
Uh-huh. That's Juno's necklace.
Oh.
I just... Poor Sarah.
And at that moment... Sarah knew. Like, that was... That confirmed. Was, it was confirmed. Mm-hmm. She was pissed.
Yep.
Which is rightfully so.
And she's still determined to get Beth out there. She's trying to grab Beth. And right. Beth keeps telling her, like, no, you have to go, but...
Don't leave
don't
me like
let
this.
Me like, don't leave me like this. Let me die, yeah. like, in a slow pain. Just take care of me. I'm like, oh, God. Like, how could you do something like that?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think I could do it. It would be so hard.
But I wouldn't want to leave her die either. Because you know she's
but like... But what Sarah does is like picks up a big ass fucking rock or whatever the hell it was and like hits her in the head. Like, I mean, I don't know if I could do that. Because how do you know it's going to kill her first? I just don't know.
Yeah, I know, because I don't know if I want to do it twice.
Right. That's what I mean.
Ooh.
That's... Ugh. Well, she
well,
does.
She got a big ass rock. So,
it's
I mean...
Huge. And clearly it worked. But yeah, she just crushed
I don't think
head.
It would have taken much because she was on...
She wasn't doing good.
No.
She couldn't move her body.
No.
So after Sarah kills Beth.
Yes.
She's sitting there like upset, which has happened. And then she gets attacked like from behind by what looked like a child size wet creature. Like it looked small. It's like on her
smaller,
back.
Smaller. Yes.
Yeah. So she just stands up and starts like hitting it into the cave and like kills it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It's still on her back.
I think because she's got a little bit of aggression happening that she just needs to like take it out on that thing.
She's seen a lot. A lot's happened in this past year, this poor girl.
Right.
And then we see another creature start like crawling on all fours that looked like a woman because it had some boobs.
I feel like it had like an apron on. Like I felt like it was like a gremlin looking thing. Like a...
It was weird.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, a lady creature. Okay. And it's
a mama
like crawling around looking for her like creature baby that Sarah just killed.
Right.
So Sarah makes like a run for it and she ends up falling into a literal pool of blood.
It looks real deep.
It's disgusting.
Real deep.
Yeah. When she, her whole body is submerged.
Yeah, it is.
And then she's under the blood water for like a few seconds to the point of where like, is she going to come out of there?
I know.
And then calm as a fucking cucumber, she just like slowly comes out of the water. I guess to not make a lot of noise, maybe.
Maybe.
And she starts like making her way slowly to this like big rock to climb up on. And the female like creature monster thing is also in the pool of blood and like attacks her. And this is the pet peeve. Like how the fuck did the creature know she was there?
That's a good question, especially in the water. I don't know.
But it looks like it went into the bloody pool after her.
Right, but we didn't see that.
No.
How did we not see that? Because we saw the pool the entire time.
And we saw Sarah attempting to get out of the bloody pool, and she did not make a single noise.
No, she did not.
But this, like, lady creature, like, jumps out of the pool and, like, attacks Sarah somehow.
Maybe she can see. She's got a female skill.
Insight. Who knew? Like, okay, so that part I didn't get because I thought they were blind. Okay, whatever. So as she's getting, like, attacked by it, I guess she, like, takes, like, a bone thing and, like, kills it somehow?
Yeah, kind of like a sharp bone. Like a small little rock bone thing.
Gets it.
Just right in the eye.
Yeah. And I guess as Sarah was, like, falling into the bloody pool thing, she, like, threw the torch so it landed on, like, the safe side. So right. She didn't lose the fire.
Which is cool. That's very convenient.
Whatever.
Also, with the whole eye and the bone thing.
Yeah.
How does that kill somebody?
I'm not sure because all the other creatures took a lot of fucking work to kill.
Yeah.
She just gets like stabbed with a bone and she's like, oh, I guess I'm dead now.
Is she a weak female? She's got weak arms. Ugh. Like she can't.
She doesn't have any upper body strength like us. That's why she's crawling around. All she's good for is like taking care of that little creature baby, and she didn't even do a good job of that.
No, you know? She didn't.
She's a failure. I know. Look at us. So anyway. Okay. So Sarah's trying to climb out of this bloody pool still.
Yes.
So she's laying on this like flat rock to grab her torch, and then she hears a noise again.
Of course she does.
Looks up and sees another creature, but a man creature this time. So you know shit's gonna get done.
Of course.
Anyway, so she
lays. It's hard for you to say, isn't it?
So she lays like completely frozen on the rock, and the creature like goes over to her and like hands leaning on her.
Oh yeah.
And like
her hands like on her head.
And he's dripping this like gross like wet out of his mouth, and it like lands. Oh my god, I don't know how the fuck she didn't throw up after being in a bloody pool.
Maybe that's
thing.
Why she didn't, because now she's immune. But what was that white stuff?
It was like weird gunk from its mouth that just like fell on her fucking face, and this girl is covered in blood of who knows what animals, and now some weird gross phlegmy stuff. I can't. Sarah is having a rough fucking life.
She is. I don't think she minds, though. I mean, I think she has her mindset. She's got to get out of there.
But this is making her so fucking tough. Like, tougher than she ever thought she could be.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure she's been feeling pretty weak the past year.
I'm pretty sure.
And now she's a fucking badass. I'm sorry. This point here is a turning point for Sarah. Yeah. She's a fucking badass.
Well, it was after she found out that Juno had her husband's necklace.
Put this fire under her ass. Yeah. So the creature that's leaning on her starts, like, moving away because she's not making any noise. Doesn't know he's below her.
Right.
It starts moving away from her, and she grabs this like big ass piece of bone next to the rock she's in.
Which is making noise now.
Right. But it was fine because she wanted to get its attention. Uh-huh. When it turns around, she beats his fucking ass with this piece of bone.
Yeah, she does.
Kills it.
Quickly.
And she looks like a badass.
Well, she's got the blood on her as well.
Yeah.
Like she looks real slick with blood.
Crazy, but in a cool way.
A cool crazy.
She's a cool kind of crazy.
Well, she screams and the other three girls can hear her.
Yeah.
And
like a battle cry thing she yells out with.
Yeah, it's basically what it was.
Yeah.
Juno turns around to go back and look for her.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, well, she's alive.
She's calling to Sarah at this point too. And she like looks around and somehow like lights up part of the tunnel they're in. I don't know how she did it.
I don't.
Like a torch. I don't know. Whatever. And there's at least like a dozen creatures in there with them.
Yeah. She's like, run.
Oh boy.
Okay.
So Sam and Rebecca go through this like other weird tunnel situation and like try to like wiggle through that.
Yeah.
And Sarah got a bit of a head start and realizes the tunnel ends another goddamn cliff.
Another goddamn cliff. Here we go, guys.
Guys, it's just too much.
I know.
These girls can't catch a damn break.
So she doesn't have enough rope, obviously, because they lost the rope in the original tunnel that collapsed.
Right.
Well, she ends up fighting with one of those things.
Because she tries to do that thing that Rebecca did in the beginning where she like logs into the ceiling.
Correct, yeah.
And gets across. But by the time Juno and Rebecca catch up to her, they're like, you don't have enough rope to get across. What are you doing?
Yeah, why are you up there? Come back.
And then another fucking jump scare. Because Sam turns to like talk to Rebecca and Juno that they've caught up to her now. And when she turns back around, this fucking creature is in her face.
Oh my God, it's like right there.
And what we see is like its eyes and its nose in her face, like quick zoom in, and it made me jump again. I was like, damn, this movie.
Well, she ends up dying. And just, like, hanging there, suspending.
She, like, attacks it because she has, like, a knife or something.
Yeah.
She, like, grabs it, stabs the creature because the creature, like, bites her in the throat.
It just pissed him off.
Stabs it and it falls into, like, the water below her. And now she's dangling, bleeding out. She's dead, hanging from the ceiling.
It's very awkward looking. Like, that's not the way to die.
No.
How do you get out from that?
She's, like, bleeding out. She knows she's going to die fast because she's upside down now.
Well, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Rebecca yells, and we turn now. Like, what the fuck is happening now? We turn now, and Rebecca got grabbed by these creatures, I guess, who came through the tunnel after her.
Yeah.
Grabbed her by the ankles, and they're, like, pulling her back through the tunnel, and she's, like, clawing for dear life.
Yeah.
Juno does nothing to help her.
No.
Because she's very selfish.
She really is.
And the creatures start eating her stomach.
Oh, yeah.
While Rebecca's alive, and she's yelling, and Juno's like, peace, and jumps into the water below. Have a good buffet. I'm out of here.
I know.
Juno.
Okay. So now, if we want to recap, the only two people that are alive at this point,
Sarah,
Juno. Okay.
My God.
Of course it is.
What do we think was going to happen? Now, let's be real.
I know. Of course it's going
to
be like this.
It has to be.
So Juno starts scaling one of the walls and gets pulled in from like an opening by Sarah. Like Sarah's like kind of on the edge of one of these rocks.
Because she's like struggling to get into this like opening. And she gets grabbed by a weird creature thing. And we realize it's Sarah because remember, she's covered in damn blood.
Correct. So she asks where everyone is and if they're dead. And Sarah asks if she saw like all of them die. And Juno's like, yeah, I did. And I feel like Sarah was very
because she angry asked about specifically this. About Beth.
Correct.
Because she's like, what about Beth? Did she make it? And Juno like shakes her head no. And she's like, did you see her die? And then Juno like nods yes. And then it was confirmed for Sarah right there that Beth was right and Juno's full of shit.
Correct.
And I was like,
there's a lot of confirmations that happen.
This is quite the learning and kind of like development for Sarah.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah, she's growing just, experience. She's building her case.
100%.
Yeah. So Sarah, after she hears all this information, she's like, come with me. Follow me. Just come this way.
I learned how to get out of here because I'm a fucking badass bitch.
Right.
Let's go.
I have sonar too. So they both get torches. They start trying to find their way out, but they're met by those things, the wet things.
There's like three more creatures.
Yeah.
At like the exit of this place.
They're just kind of there sitting there waiting on them. They're still. Yeah. They're just sitting there.
But not for nothing, these two women get into like battle stance.
Oh, they do.
And they just stand in this like dominant pose and they're like, let's fucking go. And I'm like, God, this is tacky as shit, but they both look cool as fuck.
If I was in the same position, I want to be them.
Right, because they start fighting these creatures. Again, stupid as fuck, because now they can fight. I just don't, whatever, fine. But they're fighting these creatures, and the girls are like kicking their ass.
Oh, they're beating the shit out of them.
They are. They are destroying. At one point, Juno has this creature and is smashing its head into the wall.
I know.
Sarah's putting her thumb through one of its eyes.
She was doing that for a long time. I think she was enjoying it.
She was taking out her aggression on his eyeballs, and it was weird to watch.
Her thumbs were like in his eyeballs like the entire time.
Up to her like knuckle at her palm.
Yeah.
Like, that's how her whole thumb was in there.
Yeah.
Damn, girl.
Does that kill somebody too? Okay. All right. So
apparently if like the bone in the eye killed it, the thumbs are going to do it, I guess.
Maybe.
Who knows? It's not clear. It's not clear. But whatever.
So when these things are all dead.
Yeah.
Sarah grabs Juno's weapon and holds it up like she's going to like hit her with it.
Because now they're like face to face.
Oh, yeah. Girls. They're literally within inches of each other. And then when she's holding this like... What did you call it?
It's climbing. Like, it's like climbing, a pickaxe looking thing.
Yeah. She's holding this pickaxe. And then she also has the necklace in her hand. So it kind of falls a little bit so Juno can
see. She sees it. And Juno gets this, oh shit, look on her face. And at this moment, they hear like a screeching sound in the distance. And Juno looks at the direction of the screeching sound. And Sarah does not take her eyes off of Juno the whole time.
No, she doesn't.
And then what happens?
Oh my God. She takes this pickaxe thing and she just whacks her leg, breaks it.
Yes.
It's a lot.
And it was intentional that she went for Juno's leg because it just debilitates her.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she didn't want to kill her.
No.
She wanted her to suffer.
Yeah.
So she's just like, try to fucking get out of here now with one leg.
And of course, she's all outnumbered now.
100%.
So Sarah takes off. And Juno is like, obviously, she's a gimp, so she can't, like, do anything at this point. And there's, like, at least maybe 15 to 20 of them.
So many creatures that are attacking Juno.
Oh, my God.
And Sarah is scaling this, like, incline of bones that's taking her to this daylight, and she is just hauling ass up this like hill of bones, gets to the light, which is like outside, it's like at the base of like a tree, there's like all this grass, and she has this like rebirth moment outside of this ground, crawls and like she's clutches like, dear life and
bloody
gets the
and
fuck
tired
out of there.
Yeah, she starts like running through the forest.
Yes,
she gets back to her vehicle, which I don't. How do you know where
you're
coming out?
She got her bearings and knew where she was.
How?
Got back to one of the cars, and we did see the girls left their keys in like the overhead visor.
Yes.
So she gets the keys and she takes the fuck off. I mean, driving so fast, the car is flying in the air through bumps.
I was like, girl, be careful.
Yeah, you made it this far. Don't kill yourself.
You're going to hit a tree. So when she feels like she's safe at, you know,
like far, enough,
far
away.
Enough away,
yeah.
She pulls the car over on the side of the road and just like sobs. Like she is
loses
just,
it.
Oh my God. I mean, I would too.
She lost everybody she was there with.
Oh
my
God.
And somehow she made it out alive.
Well, she ends up like throwing up.
Yeah.
Because she's just so overwhelmed. And then she puts her head back in the car and she sees the ghost of Juno sitting in the passenger
seat. Oh, that's who that was?
Yes.
I could not figure out who the girl was next to her because it was really quick. It was like a dead body next to her and the movie was over.
Yeah.
And I was like, who was that girl?
Oh my God, it was Juno.
Juno.
And I was like, this girl's going to really need therapy.
Holy
she needs
shit.
Therapy.
Because she sees it and screams.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I mean, I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was Juno. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, it was Juno.
Is Juno going to haunt her?
Oh, God, I hope not.
I hope not. I hope there's not a part two. I'm not watching it.
I'm not- You can't make me.
You can't make me. I got too many jump scares from this. hear some fun facts?
Of course.
Okay, I have a couple. I think I have like four of them.
Oh, wow.
Okay, two of them were kind of lengthy, but IMDb, come on. Okay, so the filmmaker considered it too dangerous to film in an actual cave.
Obviously.
Okay, and also it had been too far and like time consuming for them to like actually film in a cave.
Correct, yeah.
So they opted to build one instead. And I was like, why would that not be the first thought? But okay. But on top of that, separate fun fact that kind of piggybacks off of it.
Uh-huh.
There were 21 separate cave sets that were built for the film.
Oh my gosh.
So they were carefully reusing these 21 different caves and doing different camera angles in each set and using different lighting to like suggest that they were in this endless loop of caves.
Oh.
So you didn't know they were using the same ones.
Okay.
And then so for realism, the markers often limited the lighting on the set so that you couldn't tell that like the sets were being reused the whole time.
Oh.
I didn't know.
I didn't know either.
I didn't think anything of it. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I like that.
Okay, so the appearance of the creatures was kept secret from the cast members until the first scene in which they encountered them while filming. When the cast, like the six girls, were finally filming the scene where the girls encounter the crawlers, the girls were genuinely scared and screamed, like it says, screamed the building down, running off set and then laughing.
Interesting.
So I guess the reaction they got when they saw creatures was like genuine because they didn't see them before.
I mean, I think that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, that's fun.
I mean, as a director, that's probably what I would do too. I want a natural reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Not forced.
Yeah.
I like that.
I do too.
Okay.
I got two more. They're really short.
Okay.
This one I just thought was kind of funny. The neon light sticks that they use, like some of the girls use to light up some of the caverns they're walking through, they were purchased at adult toy shops. I want to know why you composite adult toy shops, but I also don't want to know why.
I don't know why you would need that at an adult toy shop.
Can't you go to like Party City or something?
I mean, that's where I probably would have gone first.
Or like REI? Isn't that something you just want if you're in a cave?
Yeah, like an outdoor sporting.
Why an adult store? Am I missing something?
I guess my sex life is not that exciting.
You don't buy neon sticks in the adult store.
I feel like that's very unsafe. Isn't that stuff toxic?
If it like cracks open, right?
Because I'm assuming that you would put it...
You'd put it places.
Okay.
It would go places for sure.
Okay. I'll stick with my sex life.
Yeah.
I don't need neon glow sticks. I'm good.
I guess we're not going to the adult toy store later. In case you wanted some more neon sticks.
No, I'm good.
Okay, last one.
Yes.
The Danish title for this movie is Descent into Hell.
Oh, yeah. No, I can see that.
Yeah.
That's kind of a hellish. Too. It's very pretty. I think that was the foe, that original, like,
yeah,
look.
And it's not like the fire version of hell that we no. would think of. It was like a weird, ominous version of it.
It was.
Yeah.
It was kind of like when the devil or like an evil, malevolent spirit can like make itself into a little child. Like a little child. Kind of like that.
Oh, it's deceiving. It is very deceiving. That's all I got.
Okay. Good job. I like those.
Thanks.
Okay.
Do you want to hear watching next week?
Please.
Okay. I don't think you're going to be happy about it.
Oh, man.
This is another 90s movie. Wow. But.
Oh, okay.
But.
Okay.
It's like the OG 90s group of friends scary movie.
Okay. What is it?
Scream.
Okay.
I think it's just going to be like when we watch Urban Legend, just be like very predictable.
Right.
There's
probably going to be some sex scenes. There's probably going to be...
Unnecessary girls dressed in unnecessary outfits.
Right,
fine.
Right.
But this movie did kind of set the tone for a lot of scary movies moving forward, or especially those kind of like friend cliche ones, and especially set the tone for like comedy scary movies.
Yeah.
And I thoroughly enjoy that.
Okay.
So you want to hear the IMDb synopsis?
Of course.
A year after the murder of her mother, a teenage girl is terrorized by a new killer who targets the girl and her friends by using horror films as part of a deadly game.
Okay.
It sounds stupid. So sorry.
Okay, and just so you guys know, neither one of us have seen Scream.
No.
So, which is, I feel like people will hate us for that because I feel like
that's... I think people will be surprised that you haven't seen it, but not surprised that I haven't seen it.
I don't like stupid cliche scary movies.
I think if you saw this in 96, you'd probably be like, okay, that was fine.
Yeah.
But watching it in like
now.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
I know.
Predictable.
It's going to be very predictable.
But whatever. It's like a cult classic, isn't it?
It's fine. We're going to do it.
And you know what? For you guys, we will suck it up and we will do it.
We'll like it.
I'm
It'll
sure.
be fine.
It'll be an easy watch.
It'll be for you.
For me.
Maybe we can watch a scary movie eventually. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
No, whatever. We're at a good pace, I think.
at a good pace. God.
Couple reminders, guys. TipsyPod.com. Just live there.
Yeah.
Everything for our show is on there. Ways to support it. Ways to chat with us. Ways to listen to our episodes. Stuff about our newsletter. You can just stay involved in everything about our podcast.
Yeah.
On TipsyPod.com.
Send us a note. Say how much you love us.
Yeah. Or you can find all our social media on there.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter, TikTok, YouTube.
I didn't do it in the beginning, so I think it threw you off a little.
You did do it in the beginning, did you?
I didn't. I missed it. I usually say it in the beginning. Yeah. Whatever. But find us on social media.
Yes.
You can chat with us on there. We post all types of weird shit on all the time. So, you know.
Have fun.
Just follow us on there. You'll never know what you're going to get from us.
But just do what we want to do that day. You never know.
We'll keep you on our toes. And then watch Scream, and then we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Sarah ends up laughing, and apparently, God damn it, I wrote Juno again. Beth gets them. Oh, no, Juno does get a monk. God damn it. Okay.
You want to start over?
Ugh. Okay, yes.
Hey, it's me.
Sorry, Justin, I keep hitting this stupid microphone. All right, so just then, one of those things jumps on and quickly kills it.
What? When the creature jumps on Sarah, she quickly kills it. You'll get it. We're almost done.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
So after Sarah. I got you, Courtney, don't worry.
Oh my God. Okay, I just need a drink. So it ends up. Nah. God, I don't know why I can't talk tonight.
Hello? Who is this?
You tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
Why do you want to know my name?
I want to know who I'm looking at.
Don't panic.
Hello, Sydney.
There are certain rules that one must abide by in order to successfully survive a horror movie. Never, under any circumstances, say, I'll be right back, because you won't be back.
Get another beer. You want one?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be right back.
Hello?
Remember me. It's showtime.
Someone's out to make a sequel. Body count is always bigger.
Third one, all bets are off.
Anyone, including the main character, can die.
Do you think it's over?
What's your favorite scary?